Good morning, and I hope that everything is okay for us and for you. And I presented the MEG recording program for Buffalo herd development through from September 2000 to December 2009. Cattle and the buffalo distribution in Egypt in different two production system, mainly production system two, is the first one is small herds, and the last one is herd, large herd. The small herds really up under crop livestock system, including cattle and the buffaloes, and the large herd mainly in industrial or commercial farm, including also cattle and the buffaloes. But now characterization of the two major of milk production system. The first one is the crop livestock system, small holding and herds, 1 to 5 head per farm. The second contains about 96% of the total cattle and the buffalo population in Egypt. Low producing native animals, low family labor, no recording system of milk or any other activities, low values of input and output. Surplus milk is sold at farm gate. Also, to meet men at low price, live animals are sold alive in village, and most service provided to the farmer by the miller, the administrative agriculture land requirement. The another system is a commercial farm, or the commercial system that contains large commercial farm of more than 50 head per edge, contains about 4% for total population in Egypt. Milk recording is practiced mainly for farm management purpose. Some dairy enterprises have dairy processing plants and feed mills. Many large dairy farmers are members of breeder association or cooperative. But another type for buffalo rearing under especially production system called flying system. Flying system is meaning some breeders purchase the buffalo to make producer hold. After finished from milk, slaughters, I'll go to the slaughters, I'll sold these animals. Okay? Some characteristics for this flying system is located at the outskirts of large cities. Buffaloes are put under very intensive feeding regime to produce high fat milk. Buffaloes are put in milk are sold for slaughter immediately after drying off. And through this system, much of beast animal are lost. But in this time, some breeder changes human mentality for not sold the buffalo. The beast animal keep it in the farm to breed and to another lactation. As Egyptian Dairy Herd Improvement Unit, in cooperation with Cattle Information System, using financial assistance from U.S. Green Council, started making recording program for buffalo herd development in September 2000. This report covers all activities through this period from 2000 up to now. Now I talk about the achievement for this program. The first one is progress in enrollment. The number of enrollment animal of buffalo enrolled in this system is increased. You can choose it from the program. The program started in achievement about September 2000 in 5 governorate, Giza, Ismailia, Fayoum, Gharbiya, and Hira. The number about 1,122 in 23 herds. The number now is about it became 5,230 buffaloes in December 2009, distributed over 102 herds in 16 governorates. You can see the big table, one, from September 2000, December 2009, you can see the increase of animal numbers enrolled in this program. The second achievement is establishing establishing new herds through the program. The milk recording programs assisted in providing pregnant heifers for replacement and high-yielding buffalo for establishing new herds. The number of newly established herds through the program during this period became 46. The number three is providing a service package. Also, the program gave the package for buffalo herds like pregnancy diagnosis using sonar techniques, and number of examination of buffalo reached about 6,600 in December 2009. Also, the second package is mastitis detections. The number is about 3,700 in December 2009. And fat test of milk analysis for helping farmers determine fair price in Egypt. The price of milk depends on the fat percent. The price in fat depends on fat percent. Milk recording including issue monthly technical report. Also technical report from size. Through the program to send the technical report to the all buffalo farmer, including herd summary, including attention list, I think every information about the buffalo in this lactation and try and the recommendation also for herd. Make recording including issue monthly technical report, which including herd summary, individual animal information and recommendation, and also good quality feed. Training farmers on the appropriate formulation of ration and suggesting balance and low cost formulas. The program assists some buffalo breeders in making treated corn slash, about 500 tons. The size is worked in cooperation with the U.S. Green Council. Supervised failed on using corn gluten feed and DDGS in Russia. This experiment were carried out in different farms of cattle and buffaloes. Table is number two. You can see a number of animals examined by the package of service. Pregnancy diagnosis, the mastitis fat test. This number now in December 2009. The achievement number four is establishing a buffalo nucleus herd. The Food and Agriculture Organization FAO suggests a system for the country in which no infrastructure for genetic improvement, mainly milk recording and another constraints, support this system for useful tool in countries where the infrastructure for genetic improvement is not completed. The first nucleus pure buffalo herds was established in John 2005 at the farm of the College of Agriculture, Cal University. The project was financed by the Miller with an amount of $1,000,005 during two phases.
Minister of Agriculture
and Land Reclamation. The buffalo were selected on information obtained through our milk recording program. Size milk recording, our established milk recording in buffalo, depends on this information. You can select the buffalo to establish the new nucleus herd. This open nucleus breeding scheme suggested by Cunningham. The mainly idea for this open nucleus breeding scheme depends on about two this buffalo milk cow, but to maybe nucleus herd, 2,000 or 200 buffalo in this nucleus herd selected from the best animal in all village around this nucleus herd. After that, if we in this nucleus herd recorded in details bull selection on breeding. After pass of time, you can call 220 power bullist cows and select another from this village. Depends on in bull selection from this nucleus herd, using in nurture mating our artificial insemination in village herd, then selected the best 20 selected cows from this village after meeting by boots selected from nucleus herd, and then details you can record it in nucleus herd, and this nucleus herd is a good system for genetic improvement in buffaloes, especially in countries with no infrastructure for genetic improvement. Okay. The achievement number 5 is establishing semen processing. A study was carried out to calculate the entries in the expected genetic gain as a result of applying AI using the open nucleus herd scheme. The obtained results were positive and were published in PhD and 2 papers, scientific paper. A paper based on this result was submitted to U.S. Green Council to assist in establishing a small pool stud and semen processing lab. Also, you can see in the program, you can see the AI lab in College of Agriculture. The following equipment of semen processing have been purchased through the U.S. Green Scout Fund for a total amount about $100,000. About this equipment, about automatic feeding and sealing machine with printer, automatic sealing analyzer equipped with a microscope. 13 buffalo bulls were selected from the progeny of the buffalo of the open nucleus herd established in the college, and semen bulls were collected and examined to test its quality. Also, a total number of about 3,000 stools from 6 buffalo bulls has been frozen and now is used in some farmer to inseminate the buffalo. The achievement number 6 is establishing new buffalo nucleus herd. Using a financial support from U.S. Green Council, arrangement with 2 buffalo nucleus herd or 2 buffalo breeders have been made to consider a nucleus herd. To produce bulls for breeding progress, burgers and heifers for replacement. These farms were operated under the direct supervision of SIZE and EDHIU and according to their breeding standards. Another 3 buffalo herd has been enrolled in the program as open nucleus herd. The first is belonging to the Faculty of Agriculture, Cairo University. The second is located at Cairo Alexandria Desert Rule, and the third is located at Cairo Ismaili. The number of open nucleus herd in the program became 6. Achievement number 7, training programs and workshops for buffalo farming. The implementation of effective technology in small buffalo farmers need a short and in-service training courses on dairy management, feeding, production, and marketing of clean milk and milk products. On farm training programs have been implemented in cooperation with the Egyptian Buffalo Producers Association, EPA, and Animal Production Research Institute, MERAP, Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Planning. Workshops were also organized for buffalo breeders. This month is yearly. This workshop is established.
were also organized for public reader to discuss the results obtained from the milk reporting program, explain the benefits and establishing the nucleus here, and to exchange the breeders' experience between us. Number eight, it is the first Egyptian buffalo herd to book in Egypt. The first herd to book in Egypt. Also, there is number achievement number eight. The available data collected from buffalo herd through the program are processed to produce the Egyptian buffalo herd to book. The first Egyptian herd to book was published in December 2007. The second in progress. Number nine, participating of science in ICAR conference. Also, science is represented Egypt in International Committee for Animal Record. Also, science participated in ICAR conference held in India, Lithuania, Switzerland, Tunisia, Finland, and US is the last one, where the producers and activists of EDUI-HIU were present. Number 10, the U.S. Green support. We highly appreciate it to Dr. Hussein Suleiman and to USGC for financing the paper funding program and supporting us with the following equipment in addition to the previous equipment of semen processing, like sonography, new one, and micro scan for milk analysis. Also, governmental support for this program, in meeting with the excellence of Ministry of Agriculture, the effort and the effort and achievement of the program have been presented by Prof. Dr. Hussein Suleiman, the U.S. Green Council Director in Egypt, and Professor Ahmed Saeed Abdelaziz, the EDHIU Director. The Ministry declared to consider the site as a principal data processing center on the national level in Egypt and responsible for the following in a cooperation with the related organization, make recording, providing service issues in the animal certificate. Also, we have the size cooperation contract between EDHIU and the project. This project, I am PI in this project. This project is financed by government by about 1 million Egyptian pound. Microsatellite marker as a tool for genetic evaluation for Egyptian buffalo. This project aims to determine the genetic loci responsible for milk yield and fat content in order to early selection of young bulls and replacement cattle. Also, they will help us to establish a new breeding nucleus buffalo herd. The future activities of the program, a milk recording program containing an expanded milk recording program and the service package to new herd, containing training programs and workshop for the buffalo farmers, providing frozen semen on a large scale, and establishing a sample lab for molecular genetics, establishing molecular genetics to identify QTL quantitative trait from soil related to milk yield and its contents in Egyptian buffaloes. This lab will provide basic information which enhance the rate of genetic gain in Egyptian buffaloes. The cooperation with the non-governmental organization like Masr Khair and EBBA, the Egyptian Buffalo Producers Association, to distribute about 100,000 pregnant buffalo herds to smallholders. The role of ADHIU is to identify the best herds through the herd book information and inseminate them with the frozen semen of the non- and proven buffalo sites. This will encourage farmers to keep more hide producing buffaloes, which will result in increasing the demand on using concentrates, mainly yellow mais and soybean. The role of non-GO or non-governmental organization will help in the sustainability of the current effort of genetic improvement of milk production in Egypt. Establishing a milk collection center in rural areas, Prof. Dr. Hussein Suleiman, as a consultant of the Ministry of Agriculture, prepared a governmental plan to establish milk collection centers in the rural areas of Egypt. We have in Egypt about 4,000 large villages, and each village has about 10 small villages. Also, establishing milk collection center, okay, we have in Egypt, the ED, the unit, will assist in providing service to small farmers to change their attitude to be more market-oriented farmers. This view of this unit for genetic improvement in Egyptian buffaloes, this is a future plan, a view of the unit. Enrolled health and open nutrition care, make recording service package and data analysis in cooperation with size, then prediction of estimation of breeding values, use it in reduce in herd growth, and from breeding value and herd growth you can lactating buffaloes or potential young bulls. For lactating buffaloes you can talk producing and the other we using molecular genetic lab, and from bulls you can after testing you can use a natural service or AI service. Thank you for that, your attention.
Yes, okay, just I'd like to summing up what said by Dr. Sam Novak. I emphasize on the three points. These points represents the main problems for dairy cattle in Egypt. The first is the scattering of animals. The second, we lost our best animals through one of the milk production system in Egypt is a flying birds. We lost our best animals through the system. The third point is the milk marketing problem. For the first one, the scattering of animals, we cannot neglect the small farmers. Therefore, we consider the village as a farm, the same breed within the same village. The same breed, we consider the village as a farm. And we issue the technical report to the extension workers. And through this system, we can advise them. We can advise the small farmers through the extension workers in the village. And this system applied in Germany. The second point is the flying herd. The flying herd, as in the presentation, is the system of milk production in Egypt. They are not breeders. They collect the best animals at the peak of the yield and started with them, put them under overfeeding to get one lactation and then go to slaughter. Now, we use this system or we try to use the system and establish the nucleus herd. The open nucleus herd system is the suitable for countries like Egypt because the infrastructure of genetic improvement is not complete. Like the national identification system, the national milk recording system, the AI network, All these points is very important to improve, to make the genetic improvement in any country. In developing countries like Egypt, this infrastructure is not complete. Therefore, Professor Cunningham suggested this system to be suitable for these countries. We applied this system in Egypt, and we started to establish the first open nucleus herd in 2005. And through this herd, we cannot. Now we have six open nucleus herds because we consider some elite farms enrolled in the program as an open nucleus herd because we cannot purchase the animals. We consider the elite herds as open nucleus herd. And also, I would like to emphasize that these herds, or these open nucleus herds, considered as a model to be repeated in the governed rates. And the Ministry of Agriculture appreciated this system, and through Professor Suleiman, he is a consultant of the Minister of the Agriculture, we consider as a central data processing center on the national scale, and we also the member of the ICAR. ICAR is the International Committee for Animal Recording in the World. We applied the guidelines for data collection, for issuing reports, for providing services. The technical report issued here in Egypt is the same that issued in any country enrolled or member in the ICAR. Also, the third point is the milk marketing. The first is the most problem for the dairy breeders. He can produce more milk, but what can he do with this milk after that? And in Egypt, most of our dairy farmers haven't dairy processing plants, and vice versa also. The most dairy processing plants haven't dairy farms, and the milk processing plant are stronger than the producers. Now there is a big problem for milk marketing. How can we solve this? Professor Suleiman suggested a project for the Minister of Agriculture to establish a national milk collecting centers around all the governorates in Egypt. Finally, I'd like to introduce a highly appreciation to the U.S. Grains Council and Professor Suleiman for supporting us to complete our goal for establishing and running the milk program, milk recording program in buffaloes. Thank you.